Hi, everybody. In this next mini episode, Sarah and I catch up as we are in summer mode, swapping observations and random thoughts that go from stunningly comfortable overalls to Korean-Filipino couplings, or the lack thereof, to childhood benevolent lies to expose. Yep, the 80s, 90s top 40 girl band. We're all over the place, which is exactly what summer sometimes feels like. Thanks for hanging with us.
You are listening to an Oakland Asian Mom mini episode.
Hi, everybody. It's our next episode of Oakland Asian Mom mini episode, and we're in the thick of summer, even though it feels really early.
And yeah, it's been June.
Like
2 weeks.
I know. We're like the district that is just super early. Everybody's like shocked. You're like, already summer break? I'm like, yes, it's been summer. Even though it doesn't feel like it, because weather-wise, it's kind of gloomy some days.
Yeah. I like summer because our mornings are a lot more flexible.
Mm.
There's no rush.
But, like, don't you have to, like, check the Google calendar of, like, where am I going today? What time does it start? And then, like, what time is the pickup? Are we doing extended care? It's, like, it's a lot of reorienting every single week.
That's true. So this week we're at a camp. Let me turn my fan or my heater off. Speaking of which, yeah, I have a heater on in early June. It's like we're splitting drop off and pickup duties with another family. So it's there's every day I'm always like, oh my gosh, I hope
I know
we don't forget, or they don't forget, I don't get this call that we're late, or you know, something like that. But so far everyone's been on task, so that's good.
Yeah, it's seemingly when you we did this last year for the one week of camp that all our kids went to, like in the neighborhood, it's seemingly easier because you're like, oh, one less pickup. But the coordination it takes for have folks like sign up and make sure they have enough car seats or boosters or seats themselves, it's a whole layer of work that could have just been pick up your own kid, you know?
Well, maybe like the upfront work though makes it easier, like when that week actually comes. But now a lot of our kids don't really need boosters.
Yeah, that's true.
So that makes it a bit easier. So Cheryl and I didn't have like a specific topic planned, but I have a question for you.
I have an observation too.
Yeah, you know what? It's a question/observation.
Okay.
I don't know many Korean Filipino couples.
You said this already. Like,
did I say this already?
You
know,
you text messaged me like maybe like 3 or 4 months ago. The same exact question/observation. I was just gonna observe that you're wearing overalls today, and I'm like, are you trying to throw it back?
So let me tell you the story with these overalls.
Did you get them for free from a friend?
I did, but okay.
Oh my gosh.
So I went on a field trip.
Know that.
You know how I operate.
We'll get back to your Korean Filipino couple thing going on. Yeah.
Okay, so I was a chaperone for my daughter's second grade field trip, and a parent was wearing these amazing overalls that had prints of succulents. And I just thought it was like the coolest piece of clothing. So I Googled succulent print overalls and I found them, but they were a bit above my normal price range. So I was
succulent print overalls.
Yeah. If you look up succulent print overalls, you will find these overalls, but they were just like, it was the coolest print. I really liked the overalls, but I was like, I won't pay for overalls. So my birthday was coming up and I have a friend who really likes overalls, and I was just telling her like, oh my gosh, I saw this like really cool pair of overalls. You should get them. Blah, 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 blah. I was talking about these overalls to a lot of people. And then for my birthday, yeah, I guess not you, because you don't wear overalls.
I used to in high school. Remember, I used to wear the baggy overalls.
And then you have one strap off.
No, I don't think I did that. I think I was not cool enough to do that. But I had like, you know, those You would remember like those like long sleeve, like little, not tube tops, but little crop shirts that you would underneath. It was like my parents allowed that because it was some skin, but not enough skin because you're just wearing
It was just
overalls.
the
There's just
side.
sides.
So anyway, so I mentioned to this friend who likes overalls, like, oh, I saw these really cute overalls, but they're too expensive for me. And then for my birthday, these aren't the overalls, but she got me these overalls, which I think are a great substitute for the succulent print overalls that I saw. And
Oh.
it like itches, or it what it scratches the itch. Like, I don't feel covetous of those succulent print overalls now that I have my own brightly printed overalls. And for our listeners, most of whom I know, you will probably see me in these
You'll wear them.
overalls. But it, they're like olive green with a like a cream flower print with black.
I mean, you really look like you have my outfit from high school.
Well, also like the
The
shirt
white
I'm
t-shirt.
wearing,
Yeah,
yeah,
the
under the
white t-shirt.
overalls, I
I
think, yeah.
remember taking high school photos, like not studio photos. Like, do you remember they would say, okay, it's like take group photos and the background would be like splattered paint and ladders. Like, and you would sit on it, right? And we would all coordinate. We'd be like, okay, today we're all gonna wear overalls with a different colored t-shirt on. Or we all had jeans, and I remember like sweaters were really big back then. We would all wear different color sweaters, and our hair was all it was like a big deal back then. And like you would wait for the pictures to come, and then you would only have like 10 wallet size. Like, who are you gonna give them to? And why, what are you gonna write in the back,
Oh
right?
man. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. So, okay, going back to Korean Filipino couples, because you and I both know a lot of Koreans and we know a lot of Filipinos,
Yep.
but I think I only know of one couple.
Yes.
And so every time I
I can't.
interact with this couple, I am reminded, like, oh yeah, I really don't know too many Korean Filipino couples.
And why did you think of it? Is it because you're Korean and I'm Filipino?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only reason why it came up.
Well, also because, yeah, because, okay, yeah, because I know I'm just that pairing is not super common.
Like, we know a lot of Korean, like Chinese couples.
I mean, I'm trying to think.
Well,
Okay.
it's true. Actually, I'm going to a wedding and family wedding, and the bride is Korean and the groom is Chinese. It's just James's cousin, on his mother's Chinese side. So that,
Oh.
I mean, they have some Filipino influence because their parents, James' family parents were raised in the Philippines. But yeah.
But what, as I was thinking about Korean and Filipino cultures, like I was also thinking, like, they're pretty distinct from one another.
Yes.
And I don't want to like badmouth my own culture, but what came up for me was like, I think of Filipino culture as being more like joyful. And I think of
It's
Korean
all a
culture.
facade. I'm just kidding now. We're really suffering inside.
But yeah, I think of Korean culture as more
Yeah.
like shame based. So I think when there's when you have more like shame as part of like your, I don't want to say it's a cultural value. It's just, I don't know. Like there is maybe more suffering that's felt, or I don't know. Koreans are like a downtrodden people in many ways. So yeah.
Like, historically, do our peoples have beef? I mean, we have similarities in where there was like, tension with Japan, right? Because,
Yeah, I think we're both very heavily like colonized.
yeah. Yeah, we're both known as, well, now, like, they always think Filipinos are really great dancers, and
Move over.
yeah, we're sort of like having to share the spotlight with our Korean pop stars, our
Well,
K-pop bands.
but like growing up, Filipinos were like the cool Asians.
Yeah, they were like Dante Bosco and all his brothers.
They were like the, DJs and
Yeah, the DJs, the singers,
all of
the
that. So,
breakers. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just saying.
I would say, and this was like a long time ago. Gosh, it's been a long time since I graduated from undergrad. But like, I think being on campus, there was definitely a distinct sort of Korean student groups and culture. Like, I felt like there was definitely affinity that like Koreans got together and they hung out with each other and did all this like cultural stuff in the same way that I feel like Filipinos are.
Oh, but because maybe like within the AAPI community in a college context, like they're still like they're probably less Korean or Filipino students than like Chinese.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's just more like I just felt like, oh, wow, you know, and definitely the geographic area lent itself to like Korean food and Korean Filipinos. Not so much. I don't think there was Filipino restaurants. There weren't like boba shops. Gosh, they were just bridge, you know, starting when I was in college. But now it's like I was like on College Avenue and the boba guys, they're popular, right? And they had this boba drink called Sapin Sapin. And I was like, what? And Sapin Sapin is this Filipino dessert. And they sort of recreated it to make it into a boba drink. I was shocked. We had to get it. It was very expensive. But we were like, I had to get it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm really. And then we were at the counter. And I go, is there somebody in the company that really knows Filipino culture or food? And he said, oh, everybody who works here is part Filipino.
Oh, like go, in that particular shop.
Uh-huh. And I go, are you too? He's like, yeah, I'm half. I'm like, oh, okay. So it seems like, I think they really influence like the special or the summer specials. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So yeah, if you look it up, Sapin Sapin is like one of my favorite desserts. And they did a pretty decent job recreating it into a boba drink. Layered look.
Uh-huh. Is there coconut?
Of course. Coconut shreddings on top. And then you still have to mix it.
But like, is there coconut anywhere else in the drink or just the
probably
shreds?
It's like jackfruit, ube, coconut shreddings and flavorings. And they make it look layered, like really pretty. And then you stir it.
Uh-huh. Is it like hollow hollow?
No, hollow hollow is more like a shaved ice with like beans and all these other random jellies that sound natural, but they're not natural. Like coconut gels. What is it called? Coconut gels. And I'm like, and they're literally clear congealed cubes. Like a grass jelly, but not.
Yeah.
But that flavoring, what? That kind of texture.
Yeah. Speaking of grass jelly, what exactly is grass jelly?
I don't know.
Grass jelly.
Because if you, grass jelly is like in that can and then you take it out and it like, it's so congealed, it makes the shape of the can and the rings, you know? And then you cut it up and then you put it in drinks and desserts. I mean, it's Jello. It's like Asian Jello. But why is it called grass? Is there grass?
I know.
In there?
Okay, I just looked it up. It's also known as leaf jelly or herb jelly.
Oh, okay.
It's created by using Chinese Messona, which I'm guessing is some sort of herbs. Yeah.
Maybe back in the day it had some medicinal
purposes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Koreans, Filipinos, overalls. There was something else we were.
I think I'm gonna have to look into some overalls because everyone's wearing them. They're so convenient.
My friend that's really into overalls was saying that she can never wear, in her words, hard pants again.
Like pants with buttons?
Yeah, or like a
jeans.
Defined waistline. You know, that you have to zip
is
up.
Is your friend me? I never.
It's like you in an alternate universe who's really into overalls. But yeah, and I get compliments on them all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you're allowed to wear them. It's like when I say, you know, the whole gross coastal grandma look, you know, where you're matching top and bottom. I usually say only like toddlers and grandmas can get away with that look, because who, you know, but monochrome dressing, you know, the color dressing is really into it. But if you have like a matching top and bottom, it's a little bit cheesy back then. But now everyone has matching tops and bottoms.
Yeah. I'm still like, except for like black, I don't think I usually wear a matching top or bottom. Yeah. It's just been so ingrained in me that you don't
do that anymore.
Like that. Yeah. But maybe that's what it is. Like, I'm not trying to impress anyone with these overalls. You know, it's like, I'm not trying to look cool.
You just like them.
I like them. I like the way they fit. They're comfortable. They're they have a cool pattern. So maybe my just like, I don't give any F's. Who cares about my overalls? And that is the message I'm sending when I wear them.
Yeah, the white t-shirt, the like, is it called crew neck shirt? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Remember we used to wear shirts that are like two colors and roll up the sleeves? Remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, I mean, that's for 80s, where you wore like a pink shirt over a white shirt. And yes. Then you rolled up the sleeves. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm remembering this now. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
I'm sure that's if you walked out like that with a hot pink shirt and some baggy jeans, like baggy jeans are really in style now. Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
And flare jeans or flare pants.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
I actually just bought a pair of flares. Jeans. Because actually that's a look that works better on my body type.
Yeah.
Is a
me too.
Jean.
I love flare jeans.
Yeah. So I'm glad that it's back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, do you know any
Korean Filipino families?
Yeah.
I'm reckon. I can't think of any on top of my head.
See, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. To me, I find that interesting. Maybe I find it interesting personally because I know many Filipinos and many Koreans.
So, if Koreans don't marry another Korean, what do you typically see?
I think Chinese or white.
Or white. Mm-hmm. Chinese or white.
Yeah. Okay. What about Filipinos?
If you look at my family, yes, Chinese. Like my husband's part Chinese. My brother married someone of Chinese background. And then we have, you know, a sprinkling of the white uncles. Everybody has the white uncles. And your cousins that I grew up with, cousins who were like half white, half Filipino, you know, just like my cousins. And since we were babies, and sometimes when we were growing up, we grew up in the peninsula. So sometimes our Catholic schools would play basketball against each other. And I would tell my classmates, I go, oh, there's my cousin. They did not believe me. They're like, that's not your cousin. I said, yes, he is. That's my cousin. And then I was like, yeah, they don't believe me because he wouldn't look like, he's not full Filipino, obviously, because he was like half white. Mm-hmm. And his last name was not, was Irish. So I go, oh, okay. I think that's when I realized, I guess we're a little different. They're a little different. They wouldn't be mistaken as Filipino, you know? Even though when I look at them, I'm like, oh, it's
good. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple of white uncles. Just one main one, like a...
Just one main one. Now your husband is a white uncle.
Well, it'd be interesting to like interview the white uncles.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know about the white uncles in your family gatherings, but in our family gatherings, like sometimes they would hang out with the kids because the other adults would be speaking Korean.
Okay.
But like in your gatherings, would everyone speak English?
Pretty much both, I would say.
But enough, yeah. So that the but white enough. Uncle could follow.
Yeah. You mean English? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of my parents' generation are pretty bilingual.
But if the white uncle wasn't there, would they just be speaking Tagalog?
Uh-huh. Probably. And I'm sure they know they're the butt of some jokes. I mean, it's just gotta happen, right? Or at least some side murmurings of like, It always happens. You know, my mom flips the switch all the time. She'll say something in Tagalog and me about somebody else. Happens in the grocery store. Happens I mean, it's sort of the fun part of being bilingual. I do it sometimes with my husband. My kids don't understand Tagalog enough to carry it. Even though my Tagalog is very rudimentary, we still do it. And I know my kids are like, you guys are talking about us, right? And I go, yep. Yep. And it's not even a secret.
I think I've mentioned this before, but my parents would speak Russian.
What?
But it wasn't Russian. It was like a Korean version of Pig Latin.
How did they learn Russian?
It's not Russian. They would call it Russian, but it was like Korean Pig Latin.
Oh, so growing up, you thought your parents spoke Russian?
Yeah.
When did you realize, wow, they're so smart. They're calling it Russian. And why did they choose Russian? How come they didn't say, oh, I'm speaking like something Chinese. Else? I'm taking what? Like, yeah.
I should ask my mom, like, why did you say, I mean, maybe that's what they call, maybe that's what they call like Pig Latin in Korean. Like Korean Pig Latin is called Russian. I don't know. There were a lot of lies told to me in my childhood, but like benevolent lies.
Like if you do bad, the police is going to pick you up and bring you to jail or something.
No, not stuff like that. Although like, it's like more like, oh, you're descended from royalty. I don't even know, which it's, I mean, possible. I mean, it's a small country. I bet like all of us are like 0.1% descended from royalty.
So, so they said, you're really a princess.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it was because my mom, it was like, there was someone in our lives who was like very like a kid that bragged a lot. Oh. And so I think she wanted to give us something to brag about, but it was a lie.
Okay, this is not benevolent lies. This is straight up like
lies. Oh,
okay,
that's really funny.
When did you learn that you were not a princess?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things like kind of, excuse me, with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
Okay, yeah, those, okay, I get it.
But let me check my sources again, because it could be
that you are
that, like on one, not a princess, but like on one grandparent's side, like there's some like lineage linked to someone. It's possible, but not, but I think it's probably something very common.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'll report back to everyone.
So royalty, did my parents ever tell me those? What, is there any other lies?
I'm sure there are, I don't know. It's just like, oh, okay. Well, one thing is, you know, whenever I go to these BTS concerts, I lie to my children.
Yes.
I don't tell them. And then an adult that knows will always come up and say like, oh, hey, where was the concert? And I have to give them this look. I have to give them this like very like, you know, a look trying to convey that my children don't know. Shut up. And it happens like a couple, it happens like not infrequently. And I'm kind of like, why do I feel the need to lie to my kids that I'm doing this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's related to like, I was told a lot of
I was
lies.
Gonna say, is there an intergenerational connection here?
Yes, I think so.
Your ancestors have these sort of lies and just pass it on in this oral tradition of this is what you do with your children.
So then lately I am totally doing the same thing where I'm lying. And I think I'm lying because it's easier for me, because I don't want to deal with like my kids being like, why didn't you take me or whatever. But I do feel like it is kind of tied to like how I was raised, because my husband doesn't lie about stuff like this.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. And I have other friends with kids who don't lie about this type of thing.
Yeah.
Who've, you know, who've gone to these concerts.
Ooh, now I know how to blackmail you. I'll be Elise. Did you know? Well, we saw each other the other day and she was like, you had to say to her, she was like, oh, you like your friends more than me, mommy, or something like that. Maybe because she knows there's these lies that are happening.
Even though I'm not telling her, she knows there are lies.
Are you considering stopping this generational pattern?
Yeah, I think I am, but I don't know the timing of when.
Falling right there. You don't know. Maybe that's why you became a lawyer in some ways, right? Do you think it helped frame and inform your career path of like, I'm kind of good at this?
No. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. But yeah. But it is a kind of interesting thing to realize. Like, you just think it's like, oh, I'm just doing it because I don't want to deal with my kids. But then realizing like, oh, actually, not everyone does this. This is...
No, I do lies. Okay, I do have these lies. I am in the middle of like trying to get stuff on Craigslist. And then when I have to back out and say, like, I haven't done any money exchange. I've committed to it. Okay, I'll pick it up on today at 12:30. But the person hasn't given me their address and I found a better deal. I'll just say, well, I'll kind of lie and not lie. One time I just said, oh my God, there's just too much going on for right now. I just can't get the van to pick it up. So that's not that bad. But it's not like, but it is true. But then it's sort of like, do I just tell him, I got a better deal, block you now?
At least you say something and you don't just ghost them.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I do feel a little bad sometimes. So I have to put a little lie.
For a stranger like that, it's like they don't need to know everything. Like all you really need to communicate to them is like, I'm not going through with this.
Okay, thank you.
But you know,
it's true.
You don't need to like take my word for it because I'm comfortable with lying. So
or I think I said, oh, my housing fell through, so I don't need the bed anymore. That's a straight up lie right there.
I do stuff like that too. Yeah. Because it's just like, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. So we talked last episode of the kindness of strangers. And this is like the quite opposite of like, how do we lie to strangers?
Well, maybe we should experiment with not lying. Well, okay. Maybe I should experiment with not lying for a day.
You mean like to your children about these things? Because that seems like to be like, you just don't want to hurt their feelings or deal with the whininess associated with what you may be doing or do you do? Is it just mostly when you go to BTS concerts? That's pretty much it.
I feel like it's specific to BTS concerts and like, I didn't expect there to be so many of them. So like the first one I lied about. And then I didn't expect there to be another one. So then I just continued to lie about it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I didn't. Then there was like a third one.
Yeah. I guess I don't know what would have been the equivalent for my kids. Like if I tell them, oh my gosh, I'm going to like Universal Studios and going to Super Mario Brothers, you know, like world. It's like, would I lie about that? Or yeah, I guess it's very specific to BTS. So you're off the hook.
You think?
Well, you're not a pathological liar. So it's not like, it's just around this certain, I think because they would want to come, right? They want to come and they want to.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter would. My son probably would just pick up on what she wanted to do and want to come. But it's like, it's not for them, you know? I mean, some people take their kids, but I'm just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to watch kids when I'm doing a thing.
Yeah. You just want to enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it is sort of.
So does this mean that at least we'll have to wait until they're like old and not headliners until they see him at the county fair? Speaking of summer, and they'll be like, oh, my mom went to all these concerts. She lied about it. And now I get to go. You know?
Yeah. I'll have to
20
figure
years
out.
Now.
Yeah. When they've lost their sheen, I'll tell her.
It's like the boys to men, right? Who are like going to different casinos or county fairs.
Yeah, you know what, though? Because like 10, 15 years ago, like the county fair concerts were pretty like legit. You know, they would at least have like one or two people, like Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
And Vogue that you would want to see. So I always look every year and it's like, I don't want to say it's trash, but it's not.
It's going downhill. Good. It's going downhill. Yeah.
Yeah, there are. It's a lot of cover bands. There's some country. There's like no one I'm interested in seeing at all.
Yeah.
So actually maybe like Marin or Napa or one of those like North Bay counties had like the best lineup. But even then.
I'm just too lazy to stand in line and wait. Yeah.
Oh, expose. Okay, expose is playing at the Marin County Fair. All right, but that's like Patti LaBelle. Okay,
that's, expose. Right, yeah. They're huge. My husband, there was a song on the radio by expose. My husband didn't know them. I'm like, what?
Oh, you didn't know expose? I'll never get over you.
No, it's more like, I think it was one of the first pop bands. It's three women, if I remember.
Yes.
One was Filipino.
Okay.
One was white.
Uh-huh.
And one was, I believe, Latino. We didn't have the internet back then, right? So you can never confirm.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I didn't know who their members were. I didn't even know that they were a three girl group. I thought they were four, but there was something like
in my childhood, I thought
they were like non-white, but not black. But I didn't know like what it was.
Yeah, there's three. I was right. It is. Yep. The woman who's Filipina, I believe her name is Jeanette Gerardo. Oh, let me see if she's Filipina. I just went through from her. Oh, she's Latina. She's not. See?
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, this reminds me of like all of the. Okay, so they're Latina, maybe like one white woman.
I totally thought she was Filipina. Oh my gosh.
And that's but this reminds me really of cool. Like before the internet where there was all this stuff of like who was part Filipino.
I know. There was like a rumor that Jay-Z was Filipino or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z. Was it like Foxy Brown? Isn't she?
Is Foxy Brown? Oh. We're just looking it up on, this is what young people do, right? Part Filipino. She is.
Oh, she is. Okay, so that wasn't a rumor then.
You know, actually, she says she's not. She's Trinidadian and Asian.
Oh, okay, so she could be part Chinese?
I don't know.
Then...
Miss Il Nana, right? She had like one song.
Was it Little Kim? Anyway.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
Anyway, well, if you are a Korean Filipino couple that listens to us, contact us because we love to talk to you.
Yeah, just to see what it's like blending the cultures.
If Cheryl and I were married, what would it be like?
Oh, we're married in a different way. It's so funny. It's like another of my nephews is graduating and he requested Korean food. So
it is really,
so it's like more special because like whenever we get together, it's like we usually eat American style, but also my mom always brings some Filipino dish.
Is this the middle one?
Yeah. Oh. Graduate from eighth grade to high school. There's like three graduations happening on my side of the family.
Oh, that's right. So three really out fun. Of five, right?
Three out of five. Like fifth grade, graduation with my son, and then a eighth grader, and then a high schooler. So they're all making big transitions.
Oh, yeah.
In the big year transitions and celebrations. It's sweet. Yeah. But they're all getting a little bit older, and it's a little bittersweet in some ways.
No, for sure. My little one is graduating preschool and going into kindergarten, and I feel tender about it.
Yeah. Does it make you want to have a third?
I miss having a baby, but
yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So
it's just kind of the... maybe a little of the grief, right? The grief and loss of like, oh, baby dumb is...
You just realize like, oh, it was this very like short moment in life.
Yeah.
And it's not like I could keep having babies just to like recreate that. So but even at this age that my son is at is very, he's still, I mean, he's not a toddler, obviously, but he's still very like young in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yet a lot more independent and self-sufficient. So it's a good sweet spot. But we'll
So. Enjoy them while they still are so lovey and tender. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, and they could still be in their older years. They're just going to be Which, in some ways, I feel like I'm bracing myself, maybe a little bit too early, for, I don't know, the attitude, the, just being locked in your room all day, or what you hear people say about preteens and teenagers.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, crossing our fingers.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of random issues as usual. So when you see Sarah in her overalls, and you mentioned that you listened to it on the podcast, you'll be so happy because, one, you're saying cool overalls, and two, that you've listened to our episode.
Yeah. So that this makes, I'm expecting one person.
That's not your husband?
No, that is my husband.
Oh, God.
All right. So don't be shy, everyone, except my husband that sees me with these overalls and has listened to this episode. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Take care and don't forget to call your mom.